I had $6.75. My wife was still back east, Fall River. So I couldn't get a job, and I never worked for anybody in my life. So I walked by on 3rd and Madison Street, and I seen a fella had a sign, wagon for sale. And his name was Kaufman, a German fella. So I asked him, "Mr. Kaufman, I understand you got a wagon for sale." He says, "Yeah, a hop." I says, "How much do you want for it?" He says, "What are you going to do with it?" I says, "I don't know." So he showed me the wagon. I says, "All right, I'll buy it. I'll give you $1 down and $1 a week. He looked at me with a smile. He says, "Tell me, what are you going to do with it?" I says, "Where can I get a horse?" He says, "Well, yes, out front of Montgomery Street, you can get a horse." So I went over there and I asked the fellow if he's got a horse for sale, a horse for rent. He says, "Yes, I'll rent your horse or I'll sell your horse." So he showed me a horse for $15. I said, "I'll give you $1 and $1 a week. He said, "What are you going to do with it?" I said, "I don't know." Anyway, I made the deal. I gave him $1, he gave me a receipt. He gave me the horse with a harness, with a bag of oats. And I led the horse to the wagon. I hitched him up. And I asked this fella, "If I go out solicit for cleaning and pressing, will you do the work?" He was in the cleaning and pressing business, Kaufman. He said, "Sure." So first thing I went over to 5th and Hall Street. I didn't know any people. I rang the bell, and a lady came in by the name of Mrs. Rosenstein. They're old timers in Portland. And I told her the whole story, that I got a wife with 13 kids, and if she would give me some cleaning and pressing. So, sure. So she brought me down a bundle of cleaning and pressing, and she called her sister next door, Hockwell. They lived right next door, and she asked her if she would give me that, which she did. Anyway, tell you the story short, the first week I made $48 in cleaning and pressing. And I got acquainted with so many people, they were soliciting for me, you know. I was young and curly hair, and so I used to tell them stories, and they got a liking to me, and that's the way I started business.